Tomorrow says, Hosom Shiesh Piyadim Limchois Fulay Michoi. They're different. They're the reason why the other ones gets punished, because it was in their hands to recruit him. They should have stopped him. They should have given him to Kocho. So therefore, they are punished. But over here, by Shua Sheker, even if the world couldn't have stopped him, it was not Biyodom Limchois, still they'll be punished. Now, Ma'ikar ben Rishoyim de Mishpachtoi, Rishoyim de Alma, what would be the difference between the Rishoyim and his own Mishpacha and the Rishoyim and the rest of the world? Like we're saying now, by Shua Sheker, everybody gets punished. But Mashma, there'll be some type of a difference. Adikir de Mishpachtoi, can be out of Mishpalon, so like this. But he knows not by other Averis, so the person who did the Avera, like we have before by Avodah Zarah, he gets chorus. He gets his strict punishment. Or Rishoyim to Mishpacha, the Rishoyim in that Mishpacha that has to do with that Ched also, Bedin Chomer, they get a pretty strict punishment. Not the same as the person himself, but also a pretty strict one. Or Rishoyim the Alma, Bedin Akal, and the Rishoyim of the rest of the world, that Mashma should have been Moicha, were not Moicha, they also get punished, but a much less punishment. Tzadiki the Hocha Vocha Ptiri. True, the Tzadikim of his own Mishpacha, or the Tzadikim of the rest of the world, Mashma, they have nothing to do with that Chet, and maybe they tried to stop him, they were not successful, therefore they're potter completely. But Gavi Shvua, if the person that has the Chet of a Shvua Sheker, who or Rishoyim de Mishpacha Kedine, like we said before, here the Chumr is, the Mishpacha receives the same strict punishment as the person himself that did the Chet. Or Rishoyim the Alma, but in Chomer. The Rishoyim of the rest of the world, they get punished with a very strict punishment, but not as strict as the Mishpacha or the person himself. The Tzadiki the Hocha, but the Tzadikim in the Mishpacha alone, the Hocha, the Tzadikim in the rest of the world, but in Akal, they get a more lenient punishment. But that's what we have by Shmuel Sheker, the whole world is punished. There are different Madregas though. There's the Mishpacha first, like the person, and then Rishoyim the Alma, and then Tzadikim and both, they get a Din Hakal. So kids, so that's why with the Zazazah Kol Elam Kuloi, when they heard this love of the Sisa Shematech HaBashah Lashov, Mashmi was explained at that time also. Like the Saras HaDibros, it was an explanation there. So they heard right there the Chaymer of the Avera, that for doing this Chet, you'll be such a big punishment, that's why the whole world shook at that time. That's why we try and shake up this person now. He has to be careful not to make a Shvua Sheker now. Now what it says, Im Omar Eini Nishpa, the person after hearing this says, okay, I'm not going to swear, even though he does not admit to the money, but just says, I'm not going to swear, is a Petrinoi Simiyad. We take him out right away, meaning we do not let him swear anymore, and he just has to pay the money. The Imam Hareni Nishpa, so the person says, no, Hareni Nishpa, I'm ready to swear still, I hold I'm swearing the truth. Ha'im Dim Shon, the people standing there, we have before Imrim, Zelazel, they say to one another, Surano Miyal Olei, Hanashim Hashem Ela, let's go away from the tent of these Rishoyim. So Mashma, both of them, the Mashbia, the one that's purveying the money, and the one that's being coffering the money, both of them are called Rishoyim. So the question is why? Bishleimo who become Mishtaba Koyvi Sura. The one, the liver that has to swear now that he only owes $50 and not $100. So we're afraid maybe he's going to swear false. He's a Russia. I understand. Elo who become Ashbile. But the Malva, the one that's trying to collect his money, that's only making the other one to swear, am I? Why is he also called a Russia? It says, go away from only Hanashim or Rishoyim Eila, Mashma both are Rishoyim. Samura says, when we burn the yes, Kiritanya, like we learned, Rabbi Shimon Batar from Oimer, Shvuas Hashem Tia Ben Shneim. The Pasuk really says, Loshanov, Shvuas Hashem Tia Ben Shneim, Mashma between both of them. So really that means, Melamed, Shechala Shvua Shneim. It's really like both of them have to do with the Shvua. They're both the cause of the Shvua. Because the Malva, the one that's asking for the money, when you ask for the money, you have to be careful. You have to realize that you're making him swear. So Rashi says, Chal on top of Rashi, Chal Oshneim, Sheshneim Nenshin Bo. Both of them will be punished if a Shvua Sheker comes out. Why? What did the Mashpia do wrong? Shall I dig the limsum amoinoi the Yad Nemun? First of all, you Malva, you should have been careful to give the money only over to a person that you trust that will not deny it.
Obole Dechil Hashem, and you're also called to the Kemal Dechil Hashem. Or else maybe you should have done in front of Eidim, like you should have been careful when Yatzalach, when you lend somebody money, you're not supposed to sound lending, you're supposed to make a star, or in front of Tuedim, you have to be careful that you not come with a Shvua. So if you are not careful, your son gave it to anybody, and later he denies it, you're the one that caused the Shvua. So you also call the Russia. You're supposed to think before you give the money. Right.
To take advantage
of the... We tell this person carefully, when you swear, it's exactly the way we understand you. Normally, with the name of Lehok, what do you have to say this for? Call out the Gemara Maskana we had before. Anyway, it's the way the Lashon means it. And you're not allowed to explain it some other way. Whatever the Lashon means, that's what the Shvua means. Still, Mishum Kanya the Rava. Because there, you meant the truth. Like, you swore that I gave you back the money. And really, you gave him back the money. You put the money in the cane, and you told the person, here, hold on to this cane for me for 3 days. So really, you're swearing the truth. But that's not the way you mean, the way we understand it. So we're telling you, that's also called a sheker. A shvua has to be, the truth means, the way we understand the shvua. By we understanding you paid the money back, means you gave him the money that he could use it. Now, hataino shtei kesef. Misha says, by shvua say this, you have to use. The other person says that you have to ask for money. So I have to ask you for these two kesef, and you have to be kofar, deny, at least, you have to admit. You have to be mitzvah or shavah pruta. Some of Rav learns, kfiras taina shtei kesef, that the kfira has to be a shtei kesef. Meaning I have to first ask you for two kesef and a pruta. And then you admit that you owe me a pruta, but you deny the shtei kesef. So not only is the taina a shtei kesef, but the kfira also has to be shtei kesef. That's what Rav learns. That's what's mashm in the Mishnah. That's what the Mishnah says, the case that Yechayiv was, where I say you owe me two kesef and a pruta, and then you admit that you owe me a pruta, and you're denying the two kesef, that's the least amount of a kfira that you be chayiv a shvua madu mixas. Or Shmuel Omar, taina atzma shtei kesef. No, it's enough that I'm asking you for two kesef. I come and say, listen, that you owe me two kesef, and if you admit to a shava pruta of it, so I feel like kofar el of a pruta, even though you say more than that, you admit lehoida el of pruta. It could be either you admit only to a pruta, or else you admit to all of it, excluding one shava pruta. I'm only denying one shava pruta. That's still considered a mitzvah mixas. Hey, Shmuel learns, the main thing is that tain has to be shtei kesef. I have to ask you for shtei kesef. And then whatever you say, as long as there's some type of a moida, the mixas, yichai. So that's machlokes Rav and Shmuel. So Omar Rav says, Deka Masnisa Kavosa de Rav, really from our Mishnah there's a proof to Rav, but Ukroi Kavosa de Shmuel. But if you die from the Postik, we will learn it out from, the Postik is more mashma like Shmuel, and the Mikash and Rav then. How is this? Deka Masnisa Kavosa de Rav, the Mishnah comes a very good according to Rav, Tiktoni, our Mishnah says clearly like this. Tiktoni, it says, Hatayna shtei kesef v'yador shavah pruta. And the yador has to be worth a shavah pruta. But v'yilu kfiras tayna pruta like a toni. The Mishnah does not say this chiddush, that if you kofar only a shavah pruta, also a chayif. Does not say this. So mashma, that the kfira has to be at least shtei kesef. Utsna nam urat osna Mishnah. Ho yador be pruta, he admitted to a pruta. V'yilu kfira pruta like a toni. It's nanami, hey prutas, hey you know, it's a prut of a door, prutas of a Mishnah later on, Istanbul. It's a Mishnah Bab Mitzir, Nun Hey. Also, it only says the case that if you're Maida with a pruta, but it does not say that a kfira is enough for the pruta. Mashma, the kfira you have to always deny up until Shtei Kesef, and you still admit to something. I don't know what I'm bringing from the Mishnah itself. The Mishnah says clearly this Chiddush. The Mishnah says, Shtei Kesef, we don't have to be only a pruta, potter. So clearly, if I say shtei kesef li biyotcha, and the person answers back, I only have a prut, it says clearly potter. Then shtei kesef u prut li biyotcha, it's going to be a prut, a chayiv. Of course, the Mishnah says clearly like Rav. I'm not sure what Emor does bring away from the beginning of the Mishnah. But all right, so far from the other part of the Mishnah, Emor says, that's a proof to Rav. Now, where is the kroi? Emor says, kroi kavos de shmuel, deka. The Krog of the Shmuel Ksiv, the Siddha says, Kiyitain ish el reyeyu, a person gives to his friend, Kesef oy kelim lishma, I give you money, or kelim, to watch. Ma kelim shnei. So the word kelim means two. I gave you two objects. Is that kesef shnei? The same thing. Kesef means two. So that's how we know we're talking about two kesef. Ma kesef dava choshuv. It's valuable. It means things. Af kol dava choshuv. That's anything that's choshuv. Hakom rachmana ki hu zeh. That if you admit to some part of what he's asking for, your chayv eshua might be mixed. So mashmi ki hu zeh. We're talking about shtei kesef. That's enough. So the marint is for Rab whom he brought loydor the mixes of taina. Rab says no. Mainly the kiyu there only means to teach us that the loydor has to be from the same type of what he's asking you for, and not that he's asking you for wheat and you answer back to barley. But the actual taina we do not learn out from here. So Rab learns other places that the kfirah has to be b'shtei kesef. Or Shmuel ksiv hu or ksiv zeh says both. The kafah the mixas. The other mixas chayiv. Shmuel says, still the pasuk says on this tain of shtei kesef, it says who and there that you're admitting to part of it and you're being kafah part of it. That's enough from the chayiv shvuah. For Rav, chad lo yido the mixas ataina, for chad lo yido mimin ataina. The two, you learn out two things here. True, it has to be a moed of a mixas. You have to admit to part of it, and the admitting has to be from the same thing that he's asking you for. For the Morish Shmuel, Lava Melashama Mine, this I know anywhere without the extra pasuk. The Chosru Le Taina. If I'm not admitting to what you're asking for, that's not called a good Taina. That's not called a Maida. Like he knows this in Svara. Therefore, he learns out, Shmuel, the key who's there teaching us from these two Kesef. In the two Kesef we're talking about, it's enough to you admit a part of it and to be kafir part of it. But you do not have to have a Kfira in the total two Kesef. So that's the Machlokes. Elu Amalach Rav. Rav says like this. Kesef ki yosa mi karo le kfiru di yosa. Rav says, no, when the Pasuk says the word kesef here, it means how much you have to deny on. Ti im kem kos if not, lichter rachmona ki yite nishmer yeyu. Kelim lishmer. Let him just say, you give to your friend Kelim. Ve no amino ma Kelim shnayim. Av kol shnayim. Kesef, the kos rachmona, what was the Pasuk said the word kesef for? And then when you latayin, if we do not need it, for how much money he's asking for the asking is enough just the word kalim. So what do we need the word kesef for? So the winyan lekfira. The word kesef is to teach us that not only is the taina, not only am I asking you for two kesef, but you have to deny to me that you do not owe me the two kesef. So yes, that's Rav's pshat, that you have to ask for more than two kesef, and he admits to the pruta, and he's called for the two kesef. Kalim is a taina, that he has to ask you for at least two. And then,
deny.
What?
Then according to his stuff, it wouldn't be any good.
Wouldn't be any good, right. Why? From the second word, kesef. From the word taina, I know you have to ask for two. From the word kesef, you have to deny two. So now I know you have to ask for more than two.
Yeah, that was the same thing with me.
Over again, last Gemara. Start over again a little bit. In the middle of the Gemara, two dots. Hataino shtei kesef. Omar Rav. Rav says kfiras atainas shtei kesef. The Mishnah says the parasha of moedah b'miksas. If Reuven comes to ask Shimon, you owe me money. So the Mishnah says he has to ask for two kesef. We'll see why. And he is kafir. He denies. No, I do not owe it completely. But I admit I owe you part of it. So Rav says that not only the taina, I asked you for two kesef, but I have to ask you for more. Really, I have to ask you for at least the worth of two kesef and a pruta. And you admit to me that you owe me the pruta, but kfiras taina shtei kesef. You have to deny that you do not owe me at least shtei kesef. Shmuel Amar Shmuel says no. Taina atzma shtei kesef. It's enough that Reuven asked Shimon, listen, you owe me two kesef, and then he admits to part of it and denies part of it. Also, yichayif, afilu lekof el pruta. Even though he admits to most of it, he's only denying one shav pruta, or else v'loy hori del pruta, or else he only admits that he owes you one pruta, and the rest he denies. Chayif. So Shmuel says, if you have a tine of shtei kesef, if I ask you for two kesef, and then you admit or deny even a shav pruta's worth, also yichayif. And Rav says no. Rav says that the taina has to be at least a shava kesef, shtei kesef, and a little bit more, in order that after he admits to at least a shava pruta, there's a kfira he's still denying shtei kesef.
The Mishnah is a proof to Rav, and the Pesukim are much more like Shmuel. They come up to Rav, our proof in the Mishnah like Rav. Tiktonia says in the Mishnah, Ha'atayin eshtay kesef, that I have to ask you that you owe me at least eshtay kesef, for you hoidor shav pruta, and you're admitting to me a shav pruta's worth. Now, the evil kfiras atayin of pruta, lekatoni. The Mishnah does not say that it's enough if you're kofar, if you're denying only a shav pruta. That the Mishnah does not say. It only says that you could admit even to a shav pruta. So mashma though that you have to deny a complete shtei kesef. Utznan nam, we also learned the Mishnah above Mitzia, ha'hoidor the pruta. If somebody admits to a pruta, that's also called maidiv miksas. The iluk fear of a pruta, like a tanya, it never says this chiddush that you can be kofa deny even a shav pruta's worth, and you also have a chayav shmul maidiv miksas. So therefore, it's a raya the Mishnah to Rav that you have to be kofa, you have to deny also at least a shtei kesef. Still, you're admitting to the pruta, but you're denying the shtei kesef. Ukro, the Gemara says, though, is kavos de Shmuel. From the Pesukim, it's much more like Shmuel. The Chsiv in the Pasha of Moedir and Iksas, it says, ki yitain ish oveyeyu. If Reuven gives to his friend Shimon kesef, either money, oi kelim, or else objects, lishma to watch, and then I ask back, give me back the two kelim, and you admit to one, and you call for the other one, this is the Pasha of Kihu Zer, that Yechai Reshua Moedir and Iksas. So we make a drasha, Ma kelim shnayim, it says kelim, mashma two. Av kesef shnayim, even though kesef could be mashma one, we make a drush here, kesef has to be worth two. That's how we know that the tain has to be at least two kesef. I have to ask you for at least two. The Russian says, ki yitain ish, tchilas nesina beis kesef. We're talking about there was two kesef. How do we know two kesef? Because there's hetkesh of kelim to kesef. Just like kelim means at least two, kesef also means two. Now the opposite, ma kesef, not the opposite, but ma kesef dover choshev. Just like kesef means something that's choshev, silver, is that called dover choshev? Does not really mean it has to be two silver coins, but it has to be something that's choshev. So a meyer, Rashi says, is choshev, and therefore two kesef mean really two meyers. The value of two meyers. It could even be in prutas also, but it has to be choshev. You're not chayit if I only ask you for two prutas, and you admit to one and call from the other. Because kesef is a double choshev. So any two monies, but it has to be choshev of monies. But it has to be at least two kesef, which is two mors. Afkor double choshev. Mashenken kelim, we'll have later. Kelim, any type of kelim you chayiv, even on two needles. Kelim do not have to be choshev. A whole kli by itself is a double choshev. Just money has to be choshev, has to be two kesef. Now, Kom Nachman, the Torah says, that when a person gives ki yitain ish oveyeyu, the person gives to his friend these two kesef, that's the whole taina. So the pasuk ends off and says ki hu zeh, that if he admits to part of this and he is kofri, denies part of it, he has to swear, makes the shvua moedav miksas. So mashma, the whole taina is only shtei kesef, and on this two kesef, Rashi says ki hu zeh dover. No, later. The first is talking about, I gave you two kesef to watch, and now you're admitting to part of that two kesef. So if you're admitting to part of it, the kfira that you're kofi, you're denying, is less than shtei kesef. And so the Torah says, Echai, b'shu moedav miksas. So Mar says, Rav, what does Rav do with this pasuk? Umi boilei lihoido b'miksas hataina. That the hoidor you have to admit to part of the taina. That's what the pasuk is there. Rashi says, "Ahu's there mi boilei the ain shvu ela b'hoidor the miksas koyma as there ani moida." I'm agreed to part of it, but not the whole thing. And it does not come to teach us how much of the taina you're admitting to. It's a separate thing. Ki who's there? There means that I agree to part of what you asked.
Maybe we can use the ki who's
there. Shmuel says no. Ksiv hu, uksiv zeh, says two things. That the kofa, the miksas, the yoid, the miksas, chayiv, it says ki hu zeh. So hu and zeh means part of it, and hu from what you ask. So only of what you ask, the shtei kesef, I'm admitting to part of it, and I'm denying part of it. So Mar says, Rav, what does he do with this? Chad lohidor, the miksas, a tiny true, that I have to admit to part of what you're asking, but the chad, the second one, is not a diyek, that this is the whole taina, but rather lohidor mimina taina, that you're saying you have to admit a part of what he's asking you for. That if he's asking you for wheat, you have to admit to the wheat. And not if I ask you for wheat and you agree back to barley, there you'll be parted from the shvuah. It has to be mimin ha'tayin. The Gemara still says, Dovid Shmuel, lav memele shamet minei. But still, don't we hear from these psukim like it's proof to Shmuel and Akash and Rav, to chos u'mei tayinah. Whatever you want to dash from ki who's there. But the pasuk starts off, ki yitein ish awayeyu, kesef ha'kelim. And we're dashing, kesef means two, just like kelim is two, and that's what we're talking about. So whatever you want to tell me in the ki who's there, it's only going back to the beginning of shtei kesef. So you only have a tiny of shtei kesef, and still there's a hoidor a little bit, and there's a kfir of a mixas. And still it says, the Torah says, yichai v'shvu by the mixas. So still a kash on Rav. According to Rav, you have to start out more than just shtei kesef. You have to ask at least for two kesef and another pruto. So he could agree at least to a pruto, and because of the shtei kesef. So when it's true, El Rav, Amalek Rav, Rav says like this. Kesef ki yosa mikoro lekfir hu diyosa. Now as he holds the word kesef is extra. It says ki yitin ish oryeyu kesef ha kelim. It could have just said ki yitin ish oryeyu kelim. The word kesef is extra. See, Darshan, the word kesef means to say that you have to be kofar the complete kesef. That you have to be kofar shtei kesef. What the tainer is, it had to be more than that. When the prophet says the extra word kesef, that means to say the kfirah. The Gemara says, El Omlach Rav, Kesef Kiyosa, the whole purpose of the word Kesef is Mikor at the beginning, Lekfiru Diyosa, to teach us how much you have to deny and hold back. Because the Imkain is not for this, Lichta Rachmana Kiyitin Ishuriyayu, Kedon Lishmor. Let the person just say, Reuven gives to his friend some objects to watch. I give him two. If you know what I mean, I would know, Ma Kalim Shnei, just like Kalim is two, I gave you at least two watches to watch. Ask Kol Shnayim anytime I'm asking for two, and you admit to one, and you call for the second, that's a Chiyah Shvua. If so, Kesef, the Kosrach Malalamali, what is the purpose of the extra word Kesef? Kiten Ish Oriyeyu Kesef HaKelem. The word Kesef is extra. So in name of England, the Taina, if we do not need it for the Taina, the Taina that I have to ask for two, we learn out from the word Kelem, is to know in the Kfira. It means to teach us that the kfir, how much you're denying, has to be a complete shtei kesef's worth. That means the ketchila, I asked you for more, and you admit it to part, and you're denying shtei kesef. That's how Rav would learn this pasuk. That's so medinik this way. That's why the Gemara says it's more medinik like Shmuel. Or Shmuel Amalach, no. It's not extra the word kesef. Ikos of Rachmona Kelim Thor just would have wrote the word Kelim. Vuloi kosav kesef, have a mino, my Kelim Shnayim. True, I have to ask you for two things. Av kol shnayim. Anytime I ask you for two things, even if I only ask you for two prutas, I will double choshev leibinan. I would not have to ask for like shtei kesef, two choshev money. It maybe would have been enough. Any two things, even two prutas. Kamash one, that's what the pasuk has to say. No, kesef. It means kesef is a double choshev. Kesef is silver. So I have to always ask you for these two choshev things. If it's money, if it's kelim, we'll see later, any two kelim is enough. Even though they're worth nothing, come on, like two needles, you'll also be chayiv. But once it's not kelim, it's money, it's pasuk says kesef, meaning it has to be choshev a kesef, at least a more's worth, not a pruta's worth. That's how we know you need shtei kesef. Okay. Therefore, that's why Shmuel says kshan. The pasuk, that's what Gemara said before, the pasuk is more mashma like Shmuel. Okay. Let's see. Yeah. Tanan, we'll bring proof that says now, Mishnah Tanan, shtei kesef yesh li biyodach. You owe me, I gave you to watch, I lent you shtei kesef. And he answers back in, so who is a clear proof to Rav? My time, why you prata? He's agreeing to part of it, and he's denying part of it. Should be a mode of mixas. Lav isn't in Pshan Mishnah, Mishum Dechos, for La Taina. Because he's missing for the first Taina. As he only asked for two kesef. So now that he's admitting to a Shava Pruta, there's no kfirum on shtei kesef. So it's a riot to Rav. There should be a question on Shmuel. Shmuel answers, Amalach Shmuel, Shmuel can answer back. Mi savrit shav katani, who says when the Mishnah says, I ask you for shtei kesef, means two silver coins. I mean the value of it, and then later when you admit to the pruta that you're moedim mixas, davka katani. The Mishnah means, badavka, I'm asking for two silver coins, not the value of them, but for two silver coins. Therefore, when you answer back that you owe me a copper coin, a prutum, you know why you put off, Masha Tarno loy hoideloy, or Masha Hoidelo letarno. What I asked you, you did not admit. That's why you put off according to Shmuel. Whereas Rav would learn now, when I say Shtei Kesef in the Mishnah, it doesn't mean two silver coins, it means the value of it. And therefore, if you admit a part of the value and deny it, you would be chayiv. The only reason why you put off is because there's not enough of the kfira. Most of the Yochiv saw, Amos safe, what's the safe of the Mishnah? It says right after this, Shtei Kesef a pruta. Reuben comes to Shimon and says clearly, I gave you two kesefs and a pruta. Now, Yesh Tocha B'yodi, that you have of mine. Ain't the chabiyot on a pruta. He answers back, no, I only admit that I owe you the pruta. So chay, here the mishnah clearly a chay v'shul moi demixas. So question according to Shmuel, why? I am with bishleim a shoved like Rav. He's asking for the value of this money, like a big sum. So mishmachi chayiv, because he's admitting to part of that sum, and he's denying shtei kesef's worth. Eli am redavka. The mishnah says by shtei kesef means two silver coins. And then true, I asked you also for copper coin. So my chayiv, you're only admitting to part. Like the, what you're being kafar in the kesef, there's no haidur at all. Like look at each thing, it's like two things separate, the havamina is. I'm asking you for silver and then for kafar. So there's no moid in the mixas in either one of them. You're admitting to the pruta, but in the silver you're denying it completely. So why are you chayiv? Tomorrow says no. Need you time on the Shmuel. There's only one according, you want to answer according to Shmuel. We'll soon see later, next time. Omar Rav Nachman Omar Shmuel. He says the name of Shmuel that Toano Chitum Aserim. Reuven comes to Shimon and says, "Listen, I gave you to watch of mine wheat and barley for Hoydelay Biyechem." And Shimon admits that he has the barley, but he denies the wheat. Chayiv. Shmuel holds that's all considered made in the Mikdash. We do not look at each thing separately, but it's one big taina. I gave you two things. And if you admit to one and deny the other, that's also called might be mixed up. So Mele Hawkin, yeah. So therefore it's not a question on Shmuel. Our Mishnah according to Shmuel, the reason why if he asks for Shtei Kesef and he answers back a pruta, you're pota, because Shmuel learns Shtei Kesef means Badavka. He means two silver coins. And if you admit back to a copper coin, that's not called Me'ein Hataina. Mele Hawkin, I'm going to this is for also. That the Mishnah does not mean shoveh, the value, but it means badafka, what I'm asking for. It is Tani Sefer, litra zov yesh li biyodach. I have a pound of gold by you. And he answers back, enuch rabbi yodach, litra kesel, you only have a pound, a half a pound, or a pound of silver, is prata. He says the Mishnah is prata. Now, iyamet bishleim, badafka katang like Shmuel learns. That when I say gold, I mean a gold and not silver. So mishamachi prata. Because I asked you for gold, and you answered back to me silver, it's not in the Nataina. Eliyam, if you want to tell me, like Rav learns, that Shava, when the Mishnah says these words of Kesef, or gold, he does not mean really gold. He means the value of it, $100 worth, on my potter, litra tu beheve. Listen, I'm asking you for $300 worth, that's how much gold is worth, and you're admitting me to a litra's worth of silver, which is $150 worth. So there's a kfira more than Shtei Kesef. So according to Rav, why are you potter? Too heavy. Ella rather me the safer dafka. Since the safe when I say gold, I mean to ask for gold. Is Reishanami dafka. When I say shtei kesef also, I mean the dafka two silver coins. And that's why you potter in the Reisha. So according to Raya to Shmuel. If so, lema to have a tuk to the Rav, it should be a question then on Rav. To have a tuk to the Rav. On the Rav answers no. Kula masis and shava. I say all over the Mishnah, the rest of the Mishnah means shava. When I say shtei kesef, I do not mean two silver coins, but after, I mean the value of it, the currency of it. Just as one case that you catch me on, here's different. The litra zov shani. When I say a pound of gold, here's different. Because I did not mention the word matveya. I did not say coins. I said a pound of gold. Here's different. A pound of